Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Sam.
Yes. Sam, we're going to your CFO report. We have 45 minutes on this item, Mr. Timekeeper. Sam?
Okay, thank you. Good evening, everybody. There's a little bit of an echo, so but let me get started. So I had sent the detailed report, my CFO report, and together with the attachments, because I wanted to make sure that the members may have a chance to read through the material. So I will be very brief in my my comments, but if anybody wants to follow, I will go through the points that are listed in my CFO report. So I will start with the first point, the fiscal year 14 audit status, and now we are kind of winding down the audit for the fiscal year 14. There's only a few remaining items, and I had sent to the members the open item list so that everybody is kind of aware of those. The most important item that is remaining is a cash flow assessment that the auditors had requested from the management. And I'll speak about that in a little bit later.
Point of information, actually. Sorry. Because on your report, you headlined it confidential, but this is an open session, just so you're clear.
Yeah, so I will be brief and I will not get into any privileged information.
Okay, Sam, so, this is, as Michael mentioned, open session item and no closed session.
Right, I understand. So, so now the auditors are conducting the exit interviews with the station managers and they are updating their internal control assessment. And I'm hoping that that process should be complete in the next week or so. There's, like I mentioned, that the cash flow, I will cover actually in the third point when I will talk about the cash flow concerns. The other item remaining outstanding with the audit is the audit fee. Currently, we have received about $75,000 bills that we have not paid, and currently we don't have the money to pay. So that's an urgent issue that the board should be aware of. So let me move to point number two. As the audit for the fiscal year 14 is winding down, I have started paying attention to fiscal year 15 books. And what I'm finding is that the books are deficient in many respects. And again, for the members who are interested in more details, I have given the details in the form of attachment A. But let me briefly cover the deficiencies. And those are primarily with respect to two things, in a broader way. One is, we had not been preparing the balance sheets. So what is happening is that it's very difficult to know exactly what the receivables or payables are, and so many other items that are contained in the balance sheet, like the prepaid, accruals, and those things. So that was the reason why we say the national office could not give the numbers out, like, say, which station has not paid the central services and those things. So that is the practice that I'm looking at, and I'm changing that practice because it's half the statement if we provide the income statement only. The second part is with respect to the deficiencies in the fiscal year 15 book is the staffing shortages. Currently, KPFK is in the process of hiring a business manager who was very critically needed there. This process has taken a bit longer than, say, what I had hoped for, but was a critical need. The second issue there was that in Houston, the accounting was being done for three stations, Houston, BAI, and WPFW. And that is creating a serious bottleneck. So I had gone to Houston last week, and we are now in the process of moving the accounting for WBAI and WPFW to the national office. So that should create a little bit of a room with the business manager there to focus on the current accounting and the support for the 2015 books. So I would like to point out to the members who want to get into a little bit more detail to look into the attachment because that explains very clearly the deficiencies that we need to remove before we can submit the books to the auditors. Because it's one of their practices that they want about 80 to 90% of the books to be complete before we can submit them or before we can ask the audit team for the engagement. So I'm now moving on to the third point, and that was the cash flow concerns. If you may recall from the previous meeting, we had talked about the going concern issue that has been raised by the auditors, and they wanted a management assessment about the cash flow for different stations and the national office. So I had extensive meetings with the local station management for all the stations, but in particular for the BAI and PFW. And I have sent two spreadsheets yesterday that outline the cash flow for the next for the projected 6 months. And I don't want to confuse anybody with the numbers. So let me give a very simple analysis. If you look at the spreadsheet, you will see three tabs. One is the projected expenses. The second would be the fund drive details. And the third tab would be major initiatives. So this is a very basic information that I say compiled together from the different stations. And I try to manage, compare the revenue, which is the fund drive and the major initiatives together with the expenses. And, we can disagree a little bit about the expense side. A particular line item could be a few $100 more or $100 less, but that is not really the point. The bigger point is to look at the broader direction where we are going. And as you will see in the case of WPFW, we are showing that it would be a deficit of about $70,000 for the next 6 months. And if we add the 90,000 already the backlog, then it adds up to about 160,000. So the question is that how do we cover this deficit? The other issue that I want to highlight that in order to avoid any kind of argument or any disagreement, I have taken the figures at 100%. Whatever the management has stated that there's a plan that they want to undertake in the next 6 months, whether it may be fund drive or it may be a major initiative, I have taken them at 100% value and matched with the expenses, which are also at 100%, assuming that we have the money to pay those bills. So that this is the best case scenario. Realistically, this will not turn out to be true. Most likely, the fund drive, the major initiatives will fall short, and the expenses will remain constant, but because we may not have money, so we may not pay the bill. That would be more realistic scenario. In the case of BI, I'm seeing the same trend. They are showing a loss of about 58,000, a deficit, and that too in the best case scenario, considering all the major initiatives and all the fund drive, at their targeted rate. So the question that I'm putting forth before the board, that what action we need to take. In this context, I may also mention that, say, we have recently provided the financial statements for the last 6 months, and they are also pointing to the same trend. So the projected numbers are not far off from what we are seeing, say, for the last 6 months or so. The other disturbing fact is that in the last payroll cycle, they were not able to completely meet their payroll obligation, and we had to cobble together the funds from other stations to meet those deadlines. And I'm stopping short here in expressing my concern about the payroll for the next funding cycle, but I definitely would like to expand on this in the executive session, because this is a very serious matter, and I want the board to deliberate on this issue. So the overall impact, what is happening is that because PRA is dependent, say, almost in a majority way on the central services, so they are hurt quite bad, and they are not able to meet their payroll and meet their expenses. The National Office finances are affected very badly because of the same reason. The central services and the healthcare dues, which were due by the stations, have not been paid, and in turn, National Office has been financing those payments. But we are reaching a point where we may not be able to do so. And again, I will expand on this issue say a little bit more in the closed session. So seeing this kind of scenario, I am proposing some short-term initiatives that should be undertaken by the station with the directives and with the guidance of the national board. And that I have kind of fully described attachment B. The reason why I have not put is so that, say, my report doesn't get cluttered up. But as you will see, briefly, let me mention that as you will see from the initiative, it's not the cost cut or not the cost control that is the answer. It will have a very limited impact or have a very limited value. We are running out of revenue. It is $25,000 to $30,000 shortfall that we have to make up, and that has to be the burning question. Say how we shape our policies or what we do differently to make up for this shortfall. So I think I have covered all the points there. It'll be better for me to expand on any of these things in the question and answer session. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much.
We'll take a stack.
Great, Aaron, for the.
Okay, great, Aaron. Anyone else?
Bill Crozier.
And Bill. Okay.
Michael Novick.
Michael. And we want to remind our timekeeper to let us know where we are, and each person have 90 seconds. Okay, Grace Aaron.
The first thing I want to say is that in the WPFW projected cash flow analysis, in the TAD under major initiatives, the projected total revenue from the major initiatives is listed as $236,500. But I added up the individual items, and they only come to $101,500, which leaves a shortfall in this budget item on the revenue side of $135,000. So I don't, in the other tab that says shortfall, it puts the projected income from major initiatives as $236,500, which
Grace,
adding
up you
that.
Missed a zero. You missed a zero on item four.
Pardon me?
You missed the zero on item four.
I can't make out anything you're saying.
You're missing zero under item four?
Okay, major initiatives. Item four?
It's funding from D.C. City Council, $150,000.
Item four says South African Tourism Joy of Jazz Festival Promotion, $6,500.
No, on mine it says funding from D.C. City Council, $150,000.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so you're actually, is that a definite? Has WPFW gotten $150,000 in the past from the D.C. City Council and Chamber of Commerce? I'm just curious.
So if I can respond to this question, the total adds up to $236,000.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did miss that zero. I'm sorry about that. Okay, I have another.
Could you let him, he's going to respond to your question and we'll get back to you.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, and again, like I said in my statements, I'm taking the face value, the 100%, whatever the station is planning to do. Right now, the question is not to kind of debate or argue about the numbers. It is to look at the broader trend. Because like I said, these numbers will not realistically be true. But again, because if we get into this kind of a debate that if, what number should be right, then we will not be able to interpret where we are going.
Okay.
Grace, you want to wrap up?
I just wanted to say that it's my personal opinion that we are a radio network. In the past, off-air fundraising projections have been overinflated and have rarely met projected income estimates. Traditionally, over 80% of our income, or around 80% of our income network-wise, has come from on-air fundraising. I think that the most important thing we need to do is improve programming. We need to increase our listenership. If we increase our listenership, we will have less problems generating income. That's all I have to say.
Okay, Bill?
Okay, thank you. Well, I just sent you all a motion, and we've been talking about a lot of this stuff for two or three years, more than that, actually. You know, we've had a continuing downward trend in our finances, and the last couple of years have been really even worse. You know, we haven't been able to get our audits done on time, and the cash flow is getting really critical, as Sam has pointed out, and I thank him for sending us the CFO report. So my motion is basically to ask that management implement the initiatives that he sent us yesterday that he was talking about in Attachment B, or Appendix B for the CFO report. And do you want me to read the motion for the people on the stream or whoever's not at their email?
If you can summarize it.
Okay, well, it's not too long. I move the following. That Pacifica management implement the, quote, initiatives for improving cash flow in the short term, unquote, outlined in the CFO report dated May 5th, 2016. See below, and I won't read all the details of that. With the following addition, for items 3 and 4, expand this to include all stations which failed to fully fund their central services in either FY 2015 or so far in FY 2016, including specifically WBAI, WPFW, and KPFK, and further to reverse any programming changes made that resulted in a decrease in listener support, and to put programs with a track record, and to further to reverse any program changes made in the last 12 months that resulted in a decrease in listener support, as documented by fund drive totals in the last completed fund drive, in comparison to the last completed fund drive prior to the programming change, and to put programs with a track record of good listener support into time slots which typically have more radio listeners, and or to give those programs more time in the schedule, and to implement this by the June 2nd PNB meeting. So basically, it's again talking about, it's just saying do some of the things we've been talking about for a long time, which Sam also included in his list. And these should be easy to do and, frankly, obvious, but we're acting awfully conservative for a progressive network, and we're afraid to make changes. We've got to figure out what works.
Okay. We're out of time. Is there a second to Bill's motion?
This is Grace. I second the motion.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this item?
Brian Bastan.
We got Brian.
Janet.
And Janet.
And Margie.
Okay.
And Jonathan.
It sends back. Can we get that again? We had Brian, and who was the next one?
Janet.
Janet and Novick. Sends back.
Before that was Alexander KPSK.
Alexander. Tony. Pinch back. And then three. Okay, Brian.
I would like to amend to strike the second paragraph.
Could we see this motion in writing? It was really long and complicated. Anyway.
I think Bill said he sent it out. You didn't get it. Everybody got the motion?
I emailed it about 8 minutes ago.
Okay, Brian, you're requesting to strike it. Could you summarize what it is you want to strike so that the audience, the public, can know what you're referring to?
Yes, all direction to management that goes above and beyond what the CFO proposed.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
May I motivate, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Janet, point of information or...
What's your question?
Personal privilege. I did not understand what the second paragraph was. Is that for items 3 and 4 or?
Yes, the paragraph beginning for items 3 and 4.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Brian, you want to motivate it?
You know, I agree with the sentiments behind a lot of Bill's motion, but I think you can hear from how contorted the language is. This is the stuff that's... You can't micromanage.
Please enter your password.
You can't micromanage in the form of a motion. We can't kind of dictate programming decisions in the abstract. We can't tell managers that only programs with proven track records of fundraisings are the ones that can put on the air. That would preclude testing anything new ever. You can't tell management that they have to take off anything that... Is it raising as much as what preceded it in a prior fund drive? Because it doesn't take into account the fact that it can take some amount of time for a new program to generate an audience, or that an old program might have been taken off because of cost, not fundraising. I mean, at some point, we have to either have faith in the judgment of the people who are making these calls at the station level, or if we feel they're making bad calls, get different people to make those decisions. But we can't do it from the board level, the way the details of this motion proposes to do so. So I think we should just stand pat on endorsing what Sam's put before us.
Okay, do we have any discussion on this amendment?
Janet, oh.
On this amendment?
Yeah, well... Yes. Sorry, Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Okay. I cannot vote on the amendment or the main motion unless I hear from the ED, the IED. Actually, I wanted to know whether the IED has... I haven't heard her weigh in on these initiatives, and since she's part of senior management, I'd like to hear from Lydia.
Lydia, did you have any comment on these recommendations? Or any, if you're on the line? I don't know if she's still on the call.
Can Michael call her? And then when she gets on, can she comment?
Okay.
Michael, if you can try to reach her. But any further discussion on this amendment, Brian's amendment?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I'm sorry, was it sent to us?
Who is that?
This is Green. I'm sorry, I just want to know if Brian sent it. I don't see.
Brian, could you send that in writing?
I can do that, sure.
Grace for the stack.
Well, we got a. Okay, we'll put you after Adriana. Adriana.
Yes. Well, I agree with the amendment motion from Brian, because it's very clear that the first paragraph said the Pacific management implement the initiative for improving cash flow in the short term. And I agree with all the reference. And I think that that's the middle one, the second paragraph is so convoluted, and it's almost impossible to apply without, like Brian explained, without, we cannot make the program directors or the general manager, we cannot tell them what programs they will put on. We can judge the result of whatever they do with evaluation, but that's it. I agree totally with Brian's motion. Thank you.
Okay, great.
It's obvious from our deteriorating membership, income, and the general state of the five stations that there are many deficiencies when it comes to our management. I think we're way past the time of leaving management alone to do whatever they see fit. If they were doing a good job, I would say hands off. But it's time to bypass the management to a greater or lesser degree. I'm not sure that Bill's motion is the perfect way to do this, but something needs to be done. It needs to be more specific than just a general nudge to improve things. I think we need to be a little more specific in what we demand of management. I think we need to be clear that what performance improvements we want from the general managers and program directors, and that there will be negative consequences if some improvement is not seen in short order.
Okay. Any further discussion on this amendment? Did we get Lydia on the call? I guess Lydia's not on the call.
And Janet, Brian said he
trying
was
to get Lydia back on. I want to be on the stack.
And Brian was knocked off the call. Is he back on?
Okay, could you
guys try to get on the stack?
Okay, you get Brian, and we're going to. Who was that that wanted it? We got Pinchback. Who was that before Pinchback?
Bill Legander. We'll let John go.
And then Pinchback.
This is Michael over here. Get people back on the call and want to be on the stack.
Okay. Alexander. And our timekeeper, remember, it's 90 seconds.
Okay. Bill's motion may not be the perfect way to do this, but we need to do this. I can speak for my station, KPFK. In recent months, we have had programming changes that have clearly and obviously gone against listener response, listener sponsorship, web metrics. However you look at it, we have shows that have been great on the air at KPFA, raising money great at KPFK, raising money, and then suddenly switches other time slots as well. I feel Bill's motion. We need to roll back some of the changes that have clearly lost us a bunch of listeners and revenue over the last 6 to 8 months.
Okay. Pinchback and Mike.
I have to take issue with this amendment because it is micromanagement. And we're talking about trying to create changes by June, by the 1st of June, that put old programs back on air. That's not the way to go. I can tell you from PFW perspective that we'll be looking at new programming, based on new markets. And we need the flexibility to do that. the shows that aren't produced will be eliminated, you know, in a timely and appropriate manner, and soon. But like I said, it will be done in an appropriate manner. Tying the book for director Pan's management in this situation is not advisable.
Michael? Nancy to the staff. Nancy, point of personal privilege.
Yes, Nancy.
I just heard from Jim Brown. He got knocked off the staff.
He's connected.
Oh, okay.
And this is Lydia. I was also knocked off, but I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, we've got Michael, and then we'll hear from Lydia. Nancy, did you want to be on the stack?
Not at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, got it. We'll hear from Pitchback, then Lydia. Michael, then Lydia.
Yeah, I want to speak in favor of Brian's amendment. I think Bill's motion is a completely inappropriate piggybacking on a serious effort by the CFO to address the particular critical cash flow problems at WBAI and WPFW, none of which is spoken to by Brian's addition to it. I think that Bill's addition to it, I think Bill is specifically attacking actually the management at the only station of the network that's currently in the black for the first 6 months of the fiscal year. The current fund drive that we're in is extremely successful based on some of the programming changes that have been taking place at the station and attracting new listeners for the first time. The first day of our fund drive was we had over $27,000 in pledges, and I was in the taking pledges yesterday. We were over at 20,000 by about 1 in the afternoon when I had a lead. So I think that it's a completely inappropriate motion that Bill is putting forward, and I support the motion to strike it, the amendment to strike it that Brian offered.
Okay, Lydia.
Yes, I was knocked off the call, so I'm not sure that I know what the amendment is, but I did think I saw some stuff. Anyway, there are a lot of aspects to the cash flow situation. As far as the programming and so forth, that needs to be a larger discussion, and I would not want to entertain that. I think that that's... first of all, the programming issues throughout the entire network and its programming, but it's also our debilitated and downward spiral of our membership over several years now. And so this is not something that came as a result of making some changes in the past few months or anything. This has been going on now for years, and that's why some changes have to be made, both in programming, but in a whole lot of other things. We still have not had a strategic vision about anything. Now, there are some short-term issues which have been discussed, and some of those are in that report. Some of the efforts are not, and some of them would be of a more confidential nature, appropriate for executive session. But, and so that's one issue. That's making the payroll right now. This has been going on for a long time. You postpone paying some bills in order to make some others. This is not a new dynamic. It's been going on for some time. Okay, and then there's the longer term thing, which affects that bottom line and the cash flow. And then some of it is the mechanical issues, which is what I mentioned before. If you want to improve cash flow, you have these other things that you can do. But it's the larger discussion. I still am hoping that this board will schedule a strategic planning session. And it has to be all of those things. It has to be the short term. How do we make ends meet? But in my view, even our fundraising efforts have got to be tied to increasing the listenership. It can't just be raising money for the sake of raising money or whatever. It has to be raising money that has an end game to it. And that end game has got to be the fulfillment of our mission and increasing listenership. How do we do that? Our business is to do that through programming. And how do we do that? Number one, we have to analyze the demographic changes, the gentrification, how that has affected our various stations, and the lack of the ability of this network to put out the word about what we're doing. We've done some great programs. Just ask archives. That's where all of the archival material comes from. It comes from the station. It comes from our programming. And we're doing, we have some exciting things going on that nobody knows about. Anyway, the strategic planning, short-term, medium, and long-term. And we have to address all three. And because of the pressing issues, we have to do it immediately. The short-term things, there are things that are within our purview that don't require board motion for us to fix. It's in my job description. It's in Sam's job description. It's in the job descriptions of the GM.
Okay. We're going to have to go back to vote on this amendment. Brian, could you repeat and clarify to everybody what your amendment is and what it's doing? Because I think there might be some confusion about it.
Sure. Bill's motion was to direct management to implement the list of measures that Sam recommended in his report, in attachment B to his report. Those include encouraging LSB members to help with fundraising, directing only specific and targeted toss cuts where they won't hurt the productive capacity of any stations, directing WBAI and WPFW to call lapsed donors, donors whose credit card payments did not go through, freeing up time of station development directors to focus 100% on fundraising, seeking advice from other stations to make their fund drives more effective, improving the attractiveness of their premium offerings, and to review their programming if they haven't been able to make payroll. Bill then added a paragraph of his own measures that included automatically reversing any programming changes made in the last 12 months that resulted in a decrease in listener support, and to putting programs with a track record of good listener support into time slots which typically have more radio listeners. That is the paragraph that I'm proposing to strike. I'm proposing to leave Sam's language intact.
Okay.
Question.
Who is that?
Serene.
Point of information.
Michael, what's your question?
Serene.
Serene, you want to discuss something? Did you have a point of information or point of order?
I have a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
So I would like to amend Brian's motion. At what point, what is the soonest point at which I could do that?
Why don't we do this? We're going to take Michael as a point of information, and we're going to put you on the stack, and then you can proceed to amend Brian's motion.
Janet, point of information.
Mr. Chair, we are also... Oh, no, I'm sorry. We still have time on the CFO report.
Okay. Michael, what's your question?
How much time?
My question was, does Brian's amendment include striking the words comma and the words with the following addition?
It didn't. Obviously, that'll be slightly awkward.
Okay.
So it should.
Go for it, Ben.
Okay. Janet?
Oh, I wanted to know how much time is left to this item. Agenda.
6 minutes. Hold on a second. I had it starting at 6:40. Yeah, 6 minutes left.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, so I'm looking at the attachment B, the CFO report. The recommendations that it contains should not be restricted to things that BAI and PFW should do. These are things that all stations should do. Mm-hmm. Nor should there be the assumption that because BAI is raising less money than its expenses, which have always been higher than anyone else's by in fact, by higher than all of the other stations combined by multiple factors. It does not mean that there's nothing that other stations can learn from us. The AI Buddy program that Berthold has been pushing for some time now has been successful here, so successful that our NPR station, which is a major station, probably the largest, one of the largest NPR stations in the country, has stolen it and is using it quite effectively. So the assumption should not be that because we have huge expenses and less income than needed, that we have nothing to offer the rest of the foundation. So I think all of these should be broadened to things that all stations should do.
So is that your amendment?
So that's my amendment.
Okay.
Ariana?
Is there a second to that amendment?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Brian, which is point of order.
My amendment is a motion to strike. It can only be amended as to what to strike.
Janet, point of information.
May I respond to
that?
Yes, let me hear from
you. I'm not saying she can't propose that, but you have to dispose of the motion to strike first.
Let me hear from Green first, and we'll see what we can do.
Janet, point of information.
I hear you, Janet.
Okay,
we're going to get to you, Green. We've got to deal with this. Okay, Serene.
So the paragraph that Crozier offered that Brian is leaving intact references Sam's initiatives, Sam's quote, initiatives for improving cash flow in the short term. And therefore, the amendment speaks to the portion that survives to be implemented. I don't understand why it would be improper as it's being presented. Janet?
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Well, actually, that was my question. It sounded to me like Serene's amendment was to change under the attachment B part number 3 to include all stations and not just WPFW and WBAI. So that's an amendment to the original motion. And I don't see why that can't be taken up before the other one, but.
Yes, I'm going to rule, yes, that is, Brian has a limited amendment, which is to strike a particular paragraph. That's all he's doing. Now, Serene, you can come back and amend it after we dispose of that, if you want to do that.
I don't think I'm sorry, may I speak?
Yes.
I don't think I'm required to wait until that is disposed of before I make this amendment. There can certainly be more than one amendment on the floor. If it's not considered an amendment to Brian's motion, because one says strike and one says change, then it should be considered an amendment to the main motion, but at any rate, it would be taken up before the other amendment that's currently on the floor.
Hey, Diana.
In reverse order.
Okay, yes, Adriana.
Yes, I think that what I'm hearing, the Serene amendment is we keep having the strike of that paragraph from Brian, but what Janet explained, number 3, that the PNB Direct, WPSW, and WBAI, what she's saying that PNB directs all the units or all the stations to do the following is the only change. And I think that is perfectly acceptable to have a second amendment.
Okay. Well, I'm going to rule. I mean, technically, Brian and Janet is correct, but I think for the sake of efficiency, I don't see any reason why I can't see another amendment that's simply added to that to put it to all stations. So I'm going to rule her amendment in order. And we're going to go forward and vote on and have discussion on Serene's amendment to apply to all stations. Was there a second to Serene's amendment?
Adriana?
Adriana seconds it. Is there any objection to Serene's amendment or applying this to all states?
Mr. Chair, this is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
I think the cleanest way to do that is to change what's being struck to start after the words include all stations instead of striking the entire paragraph.
Janet, point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
I'm confused. I mean, I
what I heard
Brian say was, were you going to change the initial paragraph or change, are you amending Serene's amendment?
So Serene hasn't proposed specific language. I'm trying to propose specific language so it's clear what to put in the minutes. I propose striking all of paragraph 2. I think the amendment that would achieve what Serene wants to accomplish is to leave from paragraph 2 the following language. For items 3 and 4, expand this to include all stations.
Period. Bill for the stack.
Okay,
so
let me
remove those words from the motion to strike.
Okay,
and Lydia to the stack.
Okay, first of all, let's clear this up. Janet, do you understand? Because she's the secretary. Do you understand what he's doing?
I think so, but that's another amendment.
Okay, let's not get into
another level. Yeah.
Let's not get into the technicality. Do you understand what he's doing, what he's trying to do? Okay.
It wouldn't be sufficient. It wouldn't be sufficient because we still have,
Janet, you have
item 3.
I'm getting too bogged down in this, okay? We got to clear this up. And as long as you understand what he was doing. So what he's trying to do is adjust the language for the incorporate Green's amendment to apply to all states. That's the fundamental thing that we're trying to achieve here.
Okay. But I need to know whether is that another amendment?
Okay, we'll I don't see it as an amendment, just a technical correction. Okay, but Lydia, let's get from Lydia to see what you guys on this. Yes, Lydia.
Yes, I would support it, both what Serene said and the way it's being correct, you know, incorporated into what Brian just said. And the reason is because there isn't a station around that doesn't owe either back central services or other loans that have been made to them because they couldn't make ends meet or they couldn't raise money for whatever the particular expenditure was. Therefore, all of the stations could benefit, and even if they were all barely getting by, they could still benefit from the mechanisms that are being recommended here. And none of us should be resistant to trying to improve our cash flow. But in truth, it is all of the stations and a unit, at least one unit that is not a station, that struggles and that need to, make their cash flow improvements and make their payroll, start paying some of the back payments as soon as possible because we can't continue this way. So I think I agree with Doreen. It's all of the units are in peril. Some are just a little bit more glaring or significantly more glaring in their deficit. But nobody is a star right now.
Okay.
Point of information, how close are we to time?
Time has just elapsed.
Okay. What we have on the
session ends in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Point of order, Bill.
Okay, Bill, what's your point of order?
I think we need to vote on Brian's amendment first and then do Serene's. You can't have two amendments pending to the same motion.
Well,
it's not a substitute.
Well, we're out of time, so what we're going to go on, we're going to go with the Serene's amendment as Brian has clarified the technical language. Then we're going to go vote on Brian's amendment. Okay?
And Janet, I have a point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
So with Brian's change of language of Serene's amendment for number 3, it says PNB directs the PFW and WBAI stations. Should that also be changed to direct all stations?
Yes. I sent it out in writing, Janet.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So does everyone understand?
The paragraph you're referring to is the CFO's report. It's just included for reference.
So I'm still not clear. Are we going to get to vote on Serene's amendment first?
Yes, we're going to put on Serene's amendment first, and we're going to go to Brian's amendment. Okay. We're now on Serene's amendment. Is there any objection to Serene's amendment for this to apply to all states? Okay, without objection. Now we're going to go to Brian's amendment as amendment. This would apply to all states.
Yes, I object.
Point of information.
Okay, yes. Adriana, what's your question?
Yeah, I'm looking at the motion that you sent, Brian, and I don't see where is the reference to all the stations.
Second one he sent.
The what?
He resent it for items 3 and 4, expanding this to include all stations.
I don't see where that is. I checked out the last one that he sent, and I don't see where that is. I'm asking where that is.
Adriana, do you see the one that was sent 2 minutes ago?
Yes, that's the one that I'm looking
okay.
at. I'm looking
the,
at.
The second paragraph, the first
yes.
10 words.
Oh, because the other is, I was thinking that was a strike the whole thing.
It's underlined.
Yeah, the underlying is the one that we will take out.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so since the latest, I'm sorry, I'm having a little difficulty talking. Since the latest version that was discussed includes keeping some of the words from paragraph 2, haven't we effectively discarded the motion to strike paragraph 2?
No, we got to vote on it. We haven't voted on it.
I think we've effectively
yeah.
treated Serene's amendment as an amendment to Brian's instead of an amendment. So if it's objection, we have amended Brian's, and we can vote on Brian's as amended.
We've already voted.
Janet,
on Serene's
sorry, point of information.
Yes, Janet.
Okay, so to me, it looks like the time for the meeting has been reached, and I wanted to know when I could move for a continuation meeting on May 19th.
I mean, you can move for a
continuation meeting. Oh, no, not May 19th.
As soon as we finish voting on the disposing of these
Thank you.
Motions, then we can entertain that. Okay, now we're going to go to Brian's amendment as we approve for Serene's amendment to it. Does everyone understand what we're voting? Okay, we're on Brian's amendment.
But here's, I'm sorry, Tony, I have a question.
What's your question?
Okay, so I'm looking at the email from Brian 1027 entitled Modified Motion. It still leaves in place number 3 in Sam's original reference list. It mentions WBI and WPFW, and the whole point of this was to make it apply to all stations. I know we've included that language now. We've kept that language from paragraph 2, but we still need to fix it in item 3.
It says for item 3 and 4, expand this to include all stations.
The text below is just a reference.
Okay.
So when we actually send the PNB motion, we would change the CFO report to a PNB directive that would include all stations.
Okay. We're going to now vote on Brian's amendment.
Well, I think what we vote on is what we intend to send to people. I think they're going to get confused, but okay.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on Brian's amendment as amended to apply to all stations?
Okay, I will accept that. I didn't catch a seconder to that initial motion.
Adriana?
Amendment. Okay.
Adriana, a question or something? What's your point?
What's the second?
Right. That's,
I don't. What did you do? What are you saying?
She wasn't asking for the floor. She was seconding the amendment.
All right. Okay. Madam
All right. Chair, so,
you
yeah. Roll the, this is the roll call for Brian's amendment to Bill's main motion. Brian's amendment, as amended by Serene's amendment, correct?
Yes, which would make it to apply to all states.
Yes. All right, Aaron. No. Alexander. Alexander?
Sorry, no.
No, Bethune.
Yes.
Yes, Brown.
Yes.
Yes, Castanave.
Yes.
Yes, Crozier. Crozier, can't hear you. Edwards Teeker.
Yes.
Sorry. Edwards Teeker goes, yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes, actually. Fuentes, are you on the call yet? Okay. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Wangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton.
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson. Wilkinson? Can't hear you. Going back. Crozier, didn't hear you.
Oh, yeah, I can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I vote no.
No. Wilkinson.
I vote yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 13 yes, 3 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 14 yes, 3 no, 0 abstentions. This passes.
And we'll now vote on the motion as amended with all the amendments on it. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
One moment. Okay. Aaron.
I'm sorry, could you ask questions?
Sorry?
Ask for the questions before we follow.
I can't understand.
You have a question, Michael?
I said, could you ask the questions before we make the call of the roll?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Read the motions?
Before we make the roll again.
They're asking for the motion to be heard as amended, or?
No, I'm asking, could you ask for objections to the motion as amended before we have to call the roll again?
I think they are, but are there any objections? Are there objections to the motions as amended? Okay, there are no objections? Okay, thank you. Janet, you had... a motion?
Yes. So I move that we have a continuation meeting of this meeting on May 19th, and I'd like to motivate that.
I take on.
I object.
Yes, Janet?
Yes.
Right. So there were a number of items that we did not reach in this meeting that are time sensitive, especially the personnel committee motion, and the personnel committee won't be able to move forward without such a motion. So I urge that we have a continuation meeting, and it probably wouldn't have to be that long, on May 19th.
Okay, was that Serene? Yeah.
Yeah. So I object to a meeting on May 19th. We can have a continuation meeting on the first Thursday in June. That would be my substitute.
Point, Janet, information?
We see that.
Janet, can I be on the stack?
And this is Lydia with a point of information.
Yes, Lydia, what's your question?
I just wanted to ask, isn't... the first meeting in June, the bylaws vote? I mean, we might be able to do both, but I don't think it can be a continuation meeting. If it's already been slated as a bylaws vote.
Order, Mr. Chairman.
Why can't both things happen if we notice it now?
We have a mandatory adjournment time of 7:30. We can vote on this, but we can't debate it.
Okay, yeah. We're going to have to go to a vote on this. Either we do a continuation meeting on the 19th, vote it up or down.
Do you have an alternative date? Nancy, sorry.
I'm sorry. This is... No one asked for my information.
Who was Lydia asking
whether the first meeting in June, as posted on the Pacifica website, if that is the vote for the bylaws, which number one should be announced at this meeting anyway.
Yes,
Janet, I can answer.
Yes, Janet.
Yes, that is the meeting for that particular item, and it's not a continuation meeting.
Okay,
but it could be.
We're going to go to a vote. We can't debate this all night. We're going to go to a vote whether we're going to have a continuation meeting on the 19th.
I move to amend.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Can I move to amend?
We're out of time. It's not a we're out of time. It's not a debatable point. Madam Secretary.
Well, Janet made the motion after the end of the time.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? You can either vote it up
yes.
or down.
Aaron.
I'm sorry. We voted in which day?
May 19th.
Perfect. Thank you.
Aaron.
No. I'm sorry. 20
no.
Order.
Yes. Three.
There's a substitute motion on the floor. What happened to that?
Well, Serene and Janet just confirmed we can't do that on a date to propose. That's not possible because that's their opinion.
The board still gets to vote because there's a motion. The board can vote that it will.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Amendments on that day.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Mr. Chair, we are out of time.
That's right, and that's why I'm moving forward. We're going to go to the vote on the continuation meeting on the 19th. Madam Secretary, can you continue calling the roll?
You cannot rule by fiat that we cannot deal with an
Chair, please, did you recognize...
Serene, I'm not ruling by fiat. We were out of time. Your date was an inconvenience. We already have a meeting on that date, so we have to vote up or down on the 19th. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Okay, you're wrong, but
Aaron.
You're going to waste time fighting it out.
No. No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Brown? Can't hear you. Castnade.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No.
Edward
Steakert.
Abstain.
Gammon.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick. Novick.
Yes. Pass.
Sorry. Pass.
Yes.
Pass. Mwangaza.
No.
No. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Tinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Jim Brown?
No.
No. One moment. Novick, you passed?
No.
No. Okay, let me count. I have 4 yes, 10 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, Chair is not voting.
4 yes, 10 no, 2 abstentions, 1 present not voting.
Yes.
It fails.
We'll now go into the executive session. Thank you all. For your service, and I guess Mike will call everyone for the executive call. Thank you.
Thank you.